slinging sticks, I ain't talking top golf. I been killing features, I'm on everything like hot sauce. So don't act like I ain't been that bitch since I popped.
Yes, it's going up on Tiara Tuesdays. I'm on everything, collaborating with other podcasters, accredited speakers. You definitely don't want to miss out. Your girl is on the rise. Talk to me now while the prices are low. Welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays, your host and favorite scholar. I'm super juiced today because I'm blowing up. I have been getting a lot of positive feedback about my last episode that I recorded with host and comedian Kendrick Crump. People really liked that and they felt like it seemed natural, like a conversation. People were laughing. I got various DMs, comments, funny quotes that people liked and pulled out of that episode. And I'm going to share with you on this episode. As always, today in history, Marcus Mosiah Garvey arrives in America from Jamaica, March 23rd, 1916. For all of you who do not know, Marcus Garvey was a Jamaican-born Black nationalist and leader of the Pan-Africanism movement, which sought to unite and connect people to African descent worldwide. Okay, so check this out. I bring to you Stripper Chronicles because I have been getting so many comments and DMs about my life as a stripper. I felt like it was only right to give you a few episodes and segments telling all aspects of the stripping industry, which include auditions, house fees, house mom, tipping. I plan to interview some DJs, other strippers or entertainers. Y'all do not know, but some strippers have a problem with being called stripper. They'll be like, oh no, I'm a dancer, or oh no, I'm an entertainer. Bitch, you a hoe who making that ass clap for a dollar on the stage, if you're lucky. So let's not get it twisted, but they be offended. So I would like to read you guys some Instagram comments, because I've been cracking up lately that I've been getting about my life as a stripper. Comments and questions that I do plan to ask. I'll have you know that today's episode focused primarily on auditioning, stripper auditions. But I will be answering a few questions. And like I said, if you guys want to collab with me about any content, like although I'm doing these stripper episodes for these next segments, I can talk about anything. I have a lot of people that are wanting to collab with me right now. I'm going to be doing a podcast on interracial dating, but I'm open to talk about anything. Let's keep it real. I would love to talk about COVID in relationships, but nobody wants to keep it real. Les Brown does say, you want to speak about what your audience wants to hear, not what you want to talk about. But I'm tired of COVID and what it's doing to relationships. I am tired of people being mask Nazis. Like, if you do not like people not wearing their mask properly, stay home. Collect unemployment. They deliver groceries. Like, please. But all right. Reading y'all some of these comments I got. Somebody asked, is it hard to walk in heels? Let me just say I am very clumsy. At first, I thought it was going to be hard for me to walk in heels because keep in mind, I'm already 5'8", you know? So I'm already pretty tall. Then my ass loved to wear 5-6 inch heels. So I ain't gonna lie. Combine that with the Hennessy shots. I have failed more than a few times. I used to have some of the security say, Callie, because that was my stripper name, by the way. Callie Green. Callie, you always fallen. Definitely, it is hard to walk in heels, but I mean, you get used to it. And honestly, I do feel like it's easier to walk in heels than it is to walk in like regular non-stripper heels, or I don't know. That's just the 5 years as a stripper. Somebody asked me, have I ever fell on stage? I have never fell on stage, but I actually did have a girl fall on me. This fellow entertainer was, I don't know what she was trying to do. She was trying to do something. She climbed the pole, the stripper pole on the stage. And I don't know if she proceeded to do a fly around twist or what, but it didn't end well, for me because I was on the bottom of the pole. And I had the pole in between my crotch trying to paint you a visualization here. But I had my ass crack in between the pole and I'm thrusting my ass against the pole. I'm on my hands and knees. guys love this because it looks like, you know, like you're fucking a cock, you know, or fucking yourself with a dildo, rather. Yes, parents, this is an explicit episode. The next following segments will be explicit, so please do not be listening with your children. But yeah, I had the pole in between my ass. This fucking stripper comes flying down, falls directly on me, hits me in the face with her foot. Oh my God, it was so awkward. But we're on stage, you know, it's 5 a.m. It's the club is packed, so we gotta keep it going. So you definitely gotta play shit like that off. But that only happened one time. But no, I personally never fell on stage, listener. Oh my God, various guys asked me, can I make my ass clap? Listen, I don't know what it is with y'all men and girls making that ass clap. No, I cannot make my ass clap, but I know some other women that are skinnier than me that can, and I still can take your money, your homeboy money, and your cousin money while you playing not making my ass clap, just sitting on your lap looking pretty, talking shit. That's what I will have you know, but no, I can't make my ass clap. Somebody asked me, how do I make money if I can't dance? It's simple. A lot of people have this stripping shit confused, okay? I have seen a lot of boogawugs, okay? A lot of these fucking stouts, okay? Stouts. These are old strippers that have passed their prime. Or you ain't even got to be old. You know, that body ain't even got to be correct. You could just be, you know, young, dumb, and ugly. Like, you know, that young, dumb, and full of cum, as they say, right? So there were a lot of unattractive boogawugs, strippers that I seen, stouts. You know, we will call them gremlins, whatever you want to call them, and they would make money. It has nothing to do with looks. I feel like people have that confused. Like, you know, you don't got to look good. Although I look good, look great, always smelling good, nice and fresh. Wearing Victoria's Secret, that was my favorite thing about stripping, was dressing up and going shopping. But I made money not knowing how to dance. I mean, don't get me wrong, I could do a few moves. You know what I'm saying? I had a few little go-to stripper moves I did on stage and, you know, and the customers laughed. But honestly, a lot of customers just wanted somebody to talk to. Being that I have 2 different degrees in communication, I love to talk. Those are my favorite kind of customers. Like, we can just sit and bullshit, okay? But on that note, we are going to take a break. I'm going to come right back with with more about these stripping chronicles. Mike Wilmer. Bands make her dance. 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 All these cheeks popping pussy, I'm just popping bang. Bands are make a dance, bands are make a dance. These cheeks clapping and they ain't using hate. Bands will definitely make me dance. Welcome back. And guys, while you're at it, go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts for me. If you haven't already, listen, I don't know what's up with us not wanting to publicly support one another. I have a myriad of DMs about my podcast. However, I only have 3 comments on Apple Podcasts about it. So please do me a favor right now. If you don't, you should. I tell you guys, this is my 27th episode thus far. I tell you guys to download Apple Podcasts. So please go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts right now, actually, and type in Tiara Christopher and do me a favor and click on my beautiful face. Scroll down, rate, and review me. I would really greatly appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode and any of my other past content with your friends. I love the support. All right, back to these stripping questions. One of the last questions that I found, and only one person asked me this, but because it was so prevalent for me as an entertainer, I must talk about this. Was it hard for you to get hired at jobs as a dark-skinned girl? Yes, let me just tell you, yes, it was. I am a dark chocolate, okay, like a nice dark chocolate Hershey's bar. However, I do feel like it was easier for Becky to get hired over me, and I could have a way better body, you know what I'm saying, than a Becky, but they'll give me, you know, not the best shift. So I could talk about this actually in great detail, and this is a good segue into talking about some of the auditions that I've went through, just so you guys have an idea about the stripping process and how hard it is or how hard it's not to get a job as an entertainer at a strip club. All right, but basically this is colorism, what a lot of people don't realize. And honestly, I first started dealing with colorism at age 4. I talk about this all the time, but I'm writing an autobiography book. And actually, in writing like my first 6 chapters, I realized that colorism was so prevalent for me in my life. But because I was so young, I didn't realize that that's what it was. So as an entertainer, I would go on auditions and my body is banging. Like, as guys would say, I have the white girl body, but I'm African-American. I have nice big tits, you know, nice flat tone tummy because I do Pilates, nice strong legs because I used to bike like all the time in my younger days, you know, and so my legs still have that form, you know. I still do Pilates and yoga to this day, of course. So I'm in really good shape. Like I said, I'm like a model. Or as guys would tell me, you have the perfect white girl's body, but you're African-American. I love it. So for me, I would go into auditions like, because I don't want to name any clubs on any of these podcasts because people were asking me like, oh, where'd you work in Vegas? I'd rather not say, but just know I worked at all the best clubs in Vegas, Atlanta, New Orleans. I'm trying to think. I think that was all the places that I worked. But anyway, so I go to an audition. And they would give me like a day shift, or they would give me like a 2:30 in the morning shift versus letting me work like at 9 a.m. Because a lot of people don't know, but when you go to audition at a strip club, if you get hired, they will assign you a shift, or if you're extremely hot, you can just work whenever you want. So this is a good segue into the audition process. Different states have different audition requirements. Mostly all of them, the standard is that you have to come in a two-piece. This means like panties and a bra, no fishnets, no thigh highs, none of that eccentric stuff, just a bra and a panties and, you know, dance for one song on stage. Various clubs, like I say, have various requirements. So you may go to a club, you know, and they will require you to put on your bra and panties and come out and walk from one end of the room to the next. And then they'll say, okay, you're hired. You can work anytime you want. Or they'll have you walk and they'll be like, you could work daytime. Or, oh, sorry, we're not hiring, you know, because by law, I believe they have to audition you. Some clubs, and I have experienced this, will make you wait, I'm talking like 2 to 3 hours before they even audition you. You'll come in there like, oh, I want to audition. They're like, okay, have a seat. They'll leave you at the bar or in the locker room, and you're just sitting there for 2 to 3 hours. And I feel like, because in my experience, anytime that has happened to me, they didn't hire me. But they don't want to tell you that they're not doing auditions or they're not hiring, because I believe there must be some kind of law that they have to audition you. But they'll just make you wait and see if you want to do that. I experienced this in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. I went out there to work because Mardi Gras fell in line with my birthday and it fell in line with All-Star Weekend. So I'm like, oh, it's lit. I'm going to go. And I ended up going by myself because I had a friend who was not a stripper, by the way, flake out on me at the last minute. And because it was my birthday, I'm like, I'm going to go to New Orleans. You know, I had booked a badass hotel for myself in the French Quarter. New Orleans is amazing. Highly encourage you to go, but not to dance there. I go to audition at various clubs, and some clubs would tell me I was too pretty, because, I mean, I would see the girls in New Orleans. I mean, they had missing teeth. You guys probably don't know, but I've had work done on my teeth, so I have a really great smile, but that was because I had a really detrimental car accident, which took out my front teeth, you know. But anyway, they would be like, oh, you know, you're too pretty. Or, and I would get my makeup professionally done. Like, you know, I found shops in New Orleans, you know. But anyway, clubs would make me wait like hours, you know, and I'm willing to wait because I didn't flew out here. You know, I've invested my money and I'm getting a job here, you know. So you'd wait by the time you audition. And I'm talking about, I remember killing it. Like, I made $100, you know, on stage. But my damn pussy came out during this audition. They actually made me do a full set. at this club like I was an entertainer. I did 3 songs. I mean, I was hitting it. I had on a onesie, a leotard onesie at the time these were in, a thong leotard onesie at that, and my pussy slipped out. Oops, sorry, I got a fat cat for my little self. And they're like, this isn't that kind of club. You can't work here. And I'm like, oh my God, like my vagina slipped. Like, what do you want me to do? It's fat. Didn't get hired there and had to wait for hours. Oh, I was so pissed because it was going up there. That was one audition. I've had auditions where I have to go on stage for like 30 seconds, and this is back in Vegas, and they're just like, just show me your tits. Like, oh, okay, no, you know, basically they want girls with fake boobs. I have natural titties. This customer once told me this, and it's always stuck with me. Your tits feel the way tits are supposed to feel, but they don't look the way titties are supposed to look, you know, because they're not as perky as there could be, but they're nice, full, and supple, you know, but they could be more perky. And I'm just like, fucking asshole, totally stuck with me. All right, I'm gonna do another quick break. We will be right back with another story on Tiara Tuesdays. These chains hang around me loitering. Why be bringing them pointers in? Showing the end of the road, I ain't in the turning boys to me. Walk through that sporty bands, red bottoms like Toya Man. Who cut a nigga off quicker than me? Shit, not even Lori King. Who she thinks she is, she done went big. So what, bitch, I did. Bitches ain't no shit but dick. I'm pulling triggers, not no heat. Lotto dead and lotto dish. Trying to figure out my biz. Tell the bloods when they speak on lotto, don't forget to be higher than them treetops. Bitch thinking she hot. APC. What? That's how these strippers beat everything and they hotter than you. No, no. It's all about whose bank account is fatter, who's investing more. I was always working as a dancer. Not always. The first 2 years, I ain't gonna lie, I was catting off. But the last 3, I was working hard to put myself through school. And everybody will think that they're hotter than you. But no, I'm investing in myself. I'm really the hot one. All right, so back to colorism and auditions. I had this one experience where I went to this club, and this is so funny. This is where I met my best friend, whom I love so much. But anyway, I had this experience where I went to this club to audition, and they made me wait hours. Like I said, they'll do that to you. I go on stage, and this club was all about pole tricks, though. They were very pole oriented, because like a lot of people have a misconception as well that strip clubs are like, they're all like Atlanta with ones on the floor. Let me tell you, Vegas is the only place that I've stripped where you can make thousands of dollars and you don't have to break a sweat. I just want to let you know, you don't have to dance for ones, clap your ass the whole time, bounce that booty, do handstands, make that pussy pop. You don't have to do all that to make money. At all. It's not all ones. It's big bills, actually, especially in Vegas. But anyway, I went to this one audition. They didn't hire me. I had a Caucasian friend who was really close with the owner. She had worked at the club before. And she goes in there to re-audition. They hire her. So then she brings me and they're like, oh, you know, this is my friend. They hired me for all shifts without even an audition. That, I felt like, you know, aligns well with colorism, because by myself as an African-American, I went to this club. They made me wait hours. They auditioned me, didn't hire me. Granted, I'm not good on stage. Same club. I go in here with my Caucasian friend. Yes, she is cool, or, you know, knows the owner, but it is this connection. Like, why can I get hired on my own? So there is a lot of that. Like, not, it's not what you know, it's who you. That's definitely really prevalent in the stripping industry and auditions. Okay, so I got a lot of commentary as well about that Atlanta story. And actually, my sister was like, I missed some parts. I didn't tell it right. So I do want to retell that Atlanta story for you guys, because I got a lot of funny comments about that. Like, you really auditioned with a hairy pussy? Like, I feel like it wasn't like a bush. Now, I didn't say I had a bush. Now, I just said I wasn't shaved. Okay, my panties and bra weren't matching. But yes, sister, and yes, fans, I will retell this Atlanta story. Okay, so my very first experience as a entertainer, stripper, dancer, whatever you want to call it, was in Atlanta. I was turning 20 years old, but I had a fake ID that said I was 22. I am at Diamonds of Atlanta, and I will mention this club because it's not like I had a contract with them. I worked there. I seen anything detrimental or they have any hard evidence on me. not to say that other clubs do or anything, you know, but I'm just saying Diamonds of Atlanta, I don't really have like a connection, a bond, a history with that club. So I will say, yes, this was my first experience doing an amateur night. It was at Diamonds of Atlanta. So me and my sister, we're just there living our best life, celebrating my birthday when they announced that they're doing amateur auditions at midnight. It was about 10:30 or so, you know, when we had got there and they're announcing it repeatedly. So we're like, okay, cool. My sister's like, you should do it. You should do it. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, I didn't shave. You know, I didn't shave. My vagina, yes, it was a little hairy. It wasn't in its best shape, okay, in its best visualization, in its best form, like it would be, you know, when I was dancing, you know, every weekend. So I'm like, she's like, oh, it doesn't matter, it's dark, you should just do it, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, you go to the locker room to sign up. I sign up for it or whatever. Comes midnight, my sister is actually faded. So they're like, oh, do you want to do the audition too? You want to, you know, audition for the amateur or do the amateur night or whatever? My sister's like, no, I'm just with her for support. They're like, oh, you can't come in the locker room. She's like, okay, comes with me anyway, right? Because she's faded. Oh, my God. So we go in the locker room. First thing I see when I walk into the locker room is this girl who I was just getting a dance from changing her tampon in the middle of the floor. I'm like disgusted. It never correlated with me like stripping and this bitch could be on her period. Why she spreading these cheeks, Eagle? Yes, they are. I can tell you about some times I have seen girls where their tampon string hangs out. And they don't even know, just nasty. But yes, I walk into this. This is my abrupt, I mean, it's very raw, first experience with, you know, walking into the strip club, like, disgusting. The damn locker room for strippers, yes, it is. Honestly, it's fucking disgusting. At all the strip clubs I've been at, you see that locker room come about 2 a.m., it's not disgusting all day. You know, they have, I mean, if you're an upscale club, they have professional cleaners, maids who cleans it daily, weekly, you know. Not all clubs has this, though. I've been in clubs where you could tell they don't have professional hands cleaning it. So some clubs are cleaner than others. But typically, you go in that locker room at 2 a.m., the trash is overflowed in the locker room. There's old pizza and food everywhere. It's disgusting, and it just makes you think, ugh, what your house look like? Like, you would just treat a locker room like that. And people don't know about the house mom, but typically, the house mom is the one that has to clean this up. 98% of strip clubs have a house mom, which we will get into a little later, if not on another episode, because we are basically talking about auditions. So I'm in the locker room and I'm like, ugh. So I'm stripping down, you know, I like tell my sister, like, hold my stuff. Cause you know, I don't want to leave it in here. So they have us, you know, wait, after we leave the locker room, they have us wait at a certain part of the club at Diamonds of Atlanta, you know, until we go to audition. I'm second to do the audition. This girl goes before me. She's like hitting it. She did the Superman. She did climb the pole all the way to the top. They had like a 20-foot pole. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like super impressed. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that. Then I walk out. I had on some wedges, which I failed to mention in that conversation with Kendra Krupp. I had on some wedges. So I come out, the DJ, or in Atlanta, they have hype men, right? It's very prevalent. The hype man is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, cut the fucking music immediately. Like, roast my whole life. Who told you to come out here? Who told your skinny ass to come out here? I'm like, it's my birthday. Like, I'm hella juice. It's my birthday. I'm turning 22. Bambi, she was a popular TV figure at the time in Atlanta, especially. She was on Basketball Wives and The Real Housewives of Atlanta at some point. And she was front row or whatever. And I'm like super embarrassed. Like, oh my God, like he's talking so much shit, you know? Because the hype man, it's like their job when you're doing amateur nights. And based on my experience, just watching other amateur night performances, I feel like it's the hype man's job to make you feel insecure. But I have a lot of confidence in myself, thank God, right? Otherwise, these people will tear you to shreds. Stripping is not for everybody. It is a very cutthroat industry, honestly. So anyway, he like, who told you to get up here? And you got on wedges. Let me see. I take off one of my shoes. I'm like, yeah, I just got these. You know, these are $200 Steve Madden. He like, let me see these wedges. He take them and chuck them across the room. I give him the... So then I take off the other one, right? Because he didn't chuck this one shoe across the damn stage. Damn near halfway across the room. So I'm like so embarrassed. He like, all right, it's your birthday. Show me that birthday pussy. So I'm like, like stuck because I wasn't prepared to like get naked. You know, I'm just thinking I'm going to go up there and dance or whatever. But I just, you know, I get naked. It's like the whole room's watching, you know, pressure's on. It's like so many people there, you know, Saturday night, Diamonds of Atlanta. This place was huge, you know, 8 years ago or whatever. So that's when I went 8 years ago. So I get off stage. My sister, who they didn't tell her ass to go, you know, wait like she's in the audience or whatever and go have a seat. But no, she didn't came all the way on the stage with me. She's sitting off to the side on the stage steps. And I come out and I run to her and I'm like, sister, you still here? I thought they told you you couldn't come up here. She like, bitch, I'm fucked up. I'm like, how did I do, sissy? She said, bitch, all I seen was bones shaking. So clearly I didn't do that good. But hey, I ended up doing good in the end. All right, we're going to take another break. I'm going to be right back.
She don't need a loan. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income. We get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin'. She put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got drugs. I got drink. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. Say no to ratchet pussy. Can't.
No, they will not say no to no ratchet pussy. Let me tell you, they take all the ratchet pussy. I like to consider myself bougie and ratchet, okay? All right, so I hope you're enjoying listening to the first of many of the Stripper Chronicles. Today, I have been talking all about auditions, auditioning in different states, sharing a variety of stories with you. Please, if you like what you hear, go to Apple Podcasts right now and leave me a comment. I really love all the support, all the positivity. I'd love to collab with you. So please DM me, TRL Christopher. A lot of people are like, oh, it was kind of hard to find you because people spell Tiara a different way. This is what I tell the bill collectors. My name is Tiara, spelled like the crowns that princesses wear. And my last name is Christopher, like Christopher Columbus. You do know who Christopher Columbus is, right? All right, TRL Christopher, follow me on Instagram and make sure you type that in. All right, getting right back into it. Let's talk a little bit more about the stripping industry. Okay, so those are some audition stories that I had to share with you. Moving right along to the house mom, because people are like, what's a house mom? I did get some DMs about that. Like, oh, you said you had a house mom that treated you better than your mom. That's scandalous. Buy my book when it comes out and you can learn all about my mom and her parenting. Not really. I really did have some wonderful house moms. So a house mom is basically the mom for the strippers. What it sound like? If you have like a really nice club, or not even nice, I think it actually has to do with licensing, actually, this aspect of house mom. But I have had house moms where they cook every night for you. I mean, they sell the plates typically at $10 a plate. They cook like meatloaf, they cook pot roast, they make tacos, nachos. Like your mom, they're mad that you don't eat all your food, and mind you, you didn't pay them $10 for this. I've had house moms that are seamstresses that have made me custom stripping outfits. And then you just have like typical house moms who like will order a pizza, they'll bring back that same leftover pizza the next day like ill. You know, you have house moms that are really clean, will sanitize. You have house moms that sell outfits. You have house moms that sell heels or that can fix heels. I'm not really good at tying bows. I love to wear little hair bows because I'm like so I'm just so like into my, or I was rather, because it's over, right? I was into my appearance as a dancer. So I love to wear like bows, little hair bows in my hair. And I don't know how to tie them. I'd pay the house mom $5. Mom, can you tie these bows for me? And yeah, you call them mom. You don't call them house mom. No, you call them mom. These house moms do not get paid hourly. They typically have to pay out to the club for being able, they have to buy all their own products. Because I've had, like, Wonderful House Moms that'll bring Victoria's Secret lotions. They'll bring a bunch of snacks you love, like cup of noodles, hot chips. Yes, strippers is hood, all that ratchet shit. They love all that ratchet shit. Hot chips, cup of noodles, pickles, all that. And then you have house moms that'll go order food for you. I mean, just really wonderful people. House moms that you can cry to, vent to. House moms that have, like, literally seen you grow. Like, because everybody, I don't know about everybody, but, like, I feel like when you enter the stripping world, at least for me, I entered it like, okay, I'm only going to be in this for 4 years. Ended up doing it for 5. And honestly, if it wasn't for COVID-19, I feel like I would still be dancing. Just because, like, even doing some interviews now, like trying to work virtually from home, people aren't willing to pay you as much money as you were making. Like, I get a lot of people, which I'm, like, not even going to disclose. Like, people are like, oh, how much money do you make? Or did you make, like, what was the most money you made as a stripper? Infinite amount. I mean, I have a personal page, which I don't want you to look at, by the way, because a lot of successful people have been finding me and wanting to collab with me. So I don't really want you to see my personal page, but I've posted endless amounts of money because you can just make like so much amount of money. I remember like my first experience, like making, you know, a big sum of money, it was $3,600. And I'm like, oh my God, like I just made $3,600. When I first started dancing, I'd make like $200 a day. And I thought this was something like, oh my God, I'm making like $1,000 a week, you know? And then I met who I will discuss. I don't know. I'm gonna have to consult her with what nickname we're gonna call her. Like, but somebody who kind of changed my life in the stripping industry, which I'll probably do a whole segment about her and all the games she put me on. Maybe not, though, because game is to be sold and not told, okay? But, yeah, there's just, like, so many different aspects of stripping. A lot of people don't know that you have to pay a house fee. Like, they're like, what? I thought you can just come into the club for free. No. You think the club can just going to let me come in here and make thousands of dollars? Because that's exactly what I'm making, thousands of dollars. Literally, my goal as a dancer was to make $1,000 a night minimum. Like, you have to have goals. I've never brought money to work except my house fee because I plan to leave with an abundant amount of money, right? So why am I going to bring money to work? But yes, you have to pay a house fee. It's not free to go in there and clap that ass. The club needs its cut off top before you even get in the building, before you even get on the floor, before your ass even hit the stage, before your ass even hit a lap. You have to pay a house fee. Yes, you got to pay and you got to tip at the end. Yes, you do. People ask me, oh my God, house fees. I mean, they vary. It just depends. Like I said, there are different shifts, right? Certain clubs have day shifts. Certain clubs have night shifts. Certain clubs have morning shifts, late morning shifts. Certain clubs are only open at night. You know, certain clubs are open 24 hours and you got to switch out that rotation of girls. You know what I'm saying? So it really just depends on the girl. It really just depends on the club. So house fee can range. I've paid as little as $15 and that's to work day shift. And I've paid $100, you know, and that's to work night shift. Like, it just really depends on the state. It really depends on the club. So you got to just think about it. Say like a club where I'm paying $100, they got 300 girls in there. That's $30,000 just off the girls. So there's a lot of money involved in the stripping industry. I don't want this to attract you. It's not for everybody. I mean, you really see some stuff. Like I said, I came in there like Diamond from the Players Club. I came in there, a young woman. Okay? Left. Literally, I repeat it because I want you to know, left. Just knowing a whole lot more about life. I mean, it's life-changing. It's just an experience, but I did it, and I prepared to bring you more of these Stripper Chronicles. I hope you love it. Please keep DMing me. I don't want to discourage you from DMing me. I love all the positivity. I love people wanting to collab with me. I think that's great. Let me tell you that while I bring you these Stripping Chronicles, I have been through a variety of different issues that I've overcome in my life, such as surviving the foster care system, being molested as a child, being raped as an adult, being a fatherless child, having a very dysfunctional relationship with my mother, prostitution, hitchhiking, I mean, joining a gang for protection. So I have so many different experiences that I can offer to you. So if you like what you hear. Like, if you like me, you think like, oh, I like her, I could collab with her. Like, we could see her have a conversation. We could see her and have an interview. I mean, like, I could sit here and tell you more about my book that's coming out. Cause I'm all about linking up with other speakers. I'd love to meet collaborate with other developmental editors, publishers, publication houses, accredited writers. You know, I'm all about coming together so we can expand. Cause I'm all about growth. So, like I said, I am bringing you these Stripping Chronicles for the next few segments, but I do bonus episodes all the time. So if you want to collab with me, hop in my DM, Chiara L. Christopher, follow me on Instagram, and let's support one another. All right, I hope you like that. A people without the knowledge of their past history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. Marcus Garvey. This is been another episode of Tiara Tuesdays, the Stripper Chronicle edition. Make sure you follow me on Spotify, and then it'll update you on all my new episodes. Make sure you go support me on Anchor. Go to anchor.fm/TR92 and support me. I really appreciate all the support. Make sure you book a writing session with me. I have been getting, and I probably only got like a few left in me because I'm doing a lot. I'm podcasting, I'm writing an autobiography, I'm working on something else really great that I can't wait for the world to see. Like, I'm working with somebody, like, I just can't even believe that they want to work with me, someone really successful and powerful who has changed their life, and they see the potential in me, and the power that I have with speaking and writing. So I'm so happy about that. But yeah, make sure you support me. I appreciate all the support, and make sure you continue to share, repost me on your page. And I will catch you next Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Real hot girl shit. D.A. got that dope. That ain't the baby, that's my baby. Her friends and her mom hate though. Lay down on the bed, do the cry, baby. She ain't gave me none of puss in a while. She had the boy wait, now I don't mind wait. Come here. Oh, you ain't gonna respond to my text? Oh, yeah. Want me keep on my diamonds and sex?